know what it says and whether it's true or not. Let's head to somewhere not too far from where I'm sitting in Gloucester right now. This is St Bridge Pond Nature Reserve in Abbeydale. And it's been awarded a Green Flag for the third time. So the Green Flag Award recognises and rewards well-managed parks and green spaces that everybody can access and enjoy irrespective of where they live. And they've done really well. It's the third time they've won this Green Flag. And Councillor Richard Cook, the leader of Gloucester City Council and Cabinet Member for the Environment, said he was really pleased the reserve had been recognised, and he said the Friends of St Bridge Pond Nature Reserve do a lot of great work for the community and work alongside the council to maintain and enhance the reserve. Well, let's hear now from Tony Bergonzi of the Friends of St Bridge Pond Nature Reserve. I spoke to him just before we came on air today, and I asked him first of all to introduce us to the pond, the nature reserve, and where exactly it is in Gloucester.
The actual nature reserve, or it's actually a balancing pond, is just off Asquith Road near Painswick Road, and you follow it down, I suppose, if you're going towards Upton St Leonard's on Painswick Road, and it's there. We're hoping to get some signs in very shortly, but it is like a hidden gem of Gloucester. It is quite an unusual place, and it has been, in this last year or so, it's been discovered by quite a few people. I can tell you the footfall has been very, very busy around there.
I expect so, yeah. So what is a balancing pond? It's a balancing pond, isn't it? What is a balancing pond?
Well, if you remember that we had the floods this last Christmas, or this Christmas just gone, essentially what happened is we've got a dry balancing pond. So when the water flows down from the Cotswolds, and it flows into the rugby field, which is a dry balancing pond, and then it goes through a dam and into the balancing pond, which holds it, and then it flows out naturally. And that's what a dry balancing pond is, yes. A dry balancing pond and the wet one, which is we call the wet meadow and the reserve. We call it the reserve because we look after the site itself, the environment around it. So that's what we do, yes.
I see. So you've got the Green Flag then, and we've mentioned you've been awarded this Green Flag for the last 3 years. So what does this mean to you to win it again?
Really good. See, because the Green Flag, if people don't know what it means, it brings like a wealth of benefits to the site as well and to the local community. It's an international standard for parks and green spaces. It's like the blue flag on a beach. You know, if you've been on holiday to Devon or Cornwall, when you've seen a beautiful clean beach, this is the equivalent in a city or a town. So it's like the greatest place to be, really. It demonstrates that local communities have a clear improvement to a site, and it also shows that we're engaging with the local community as well. So that's a couple of the benefits of having a green flag.
Is that part of the criteria? What do you have to prove to people that you do to get the green flag?
To actually get a green flag, there are at least 8 different criteria. I shall give you one. We had to do many things. One of them, for instance, was a habitat survey, a phase one like habitat survey up to an industry standard, and also an action plan as well, so we can work with our partners, which I will tell you who they are in a while. We've got an action plan which we carry out throughout the year, so there's constant maintenance of it. We get asked to say, oh, you're doing a really good job. It's not the council that's doing it. We're doing it in conjunction with the council. So to keep it looking the way it is, a lot of work has to be put into it. So there's, you know, to get this, we've had to do a lot of work over many years, because the group has been running for over 25 years plus.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, Councillor Richard Cook said the reserve wouldn't have been awarded the Green Flag without the support of the voluntary group. So your work is being recognised.
Yes, it is. Always. We're always getting locals coming up to us. We've got one local councillor who is very, very supportive of us. And recently I'll give you an example. In 2020, we had some vandalism there, and it's all about communication. As long as we talk to the local community and the councillors, things can get done really quickly. We had a couple of fallen trees, vandalism, and also informing them of what we're doing down there as well. So clear communication is something that the group like to put forward, as that we're doing, like we are part of the solution, really, to keeping it the way it is.
There have been reports of an increase in rats. How much of a nuisance are they, and what can be done about that?
I believe that the lamb itself belongs to the Gloucester City Council, and it's being dealt with at the moment. Signs have gone up, but as you know, it takes a while for the public who come down to take that into consideration. They are part of the wildlife, and we have noticed a drastic reduction in the number of, we call it wildlife down there, but it's getting there slowly. We've just got to keep watching it. But the Gloucester City Council have got it in hand. So we're, as our working partner, they are aware of the problem.
And you did mention that you've seen increased footfall, people visiting, people discovering the pond in lockdown over the last year or so. So how busy has it been?
Very busy. As you know, with this health and well-being, mental health is one of the aspects of the pond. Especially we've got a spinny. We call it Don Spinny, which is named after one of our supporters who passed away, and that's the Woodland Walk. And if you walk down there in the summer, it's beautiful in the spring. At the moment, we're still working on that, trying to wood the path down there, which is quite interesting. And towards the end, and just making it, you know, you walk down there 20 minutes in the sun, walking through that little wood and background again. Some people do it one or two or three circuits of it. The number of dog walkers that we've seen down there is great. It's wonderful. It's really, really good. And we're getting lots and lots of wonderful comments from the visitors. I'm just looking forward to seeing what's coming up this spring, because we've had so many projects that we've done in the past. We've planted snowdrops and daffodils, and it all comes up. We've got the wild garlic coming up at the moment, which is quite nice. And when the sun catches the light on an early evening, it is beautiful down there.
I want to go and visit now. Haven't visited there before, but just listening to Tony makes me want to go and check it out. It's Tony Bergonzi there from the Friends of the St. Bridge Pond Nature Reserve. And he's saying, maybe the snowdrops might be appearing soon. And actually, Richard Atkins said that, who's been on numerous walks. I mean, he's really putting the miles in. I think he's reached 500 miles. I think he said that in the last year or so. He's doing really well. But he was also talking about the snowdrops coming up. So have you noticed any yet on your walks? We're coming towards the end of January now. Anyone spotted any snowdrops out and about? If so, do let me know. Very nearly 25 past 11 on BBC Radio Gloucestershire. This is Harry Styles.